and welcome to the March edition of the Creating Customer Value podcast series. I'm Amanda Malgiri, Assistant Editor for Search CRM. This month's podcast focuses on how technology can be used to optimize the online customer experience. We have Martha Rogers joining us to share her tips and advice for companies looking to improve customer satisfaction online.
Hello, this is Martha Rogers at Peppers of Rogers Group. This month our topic is Customer Equity, Secrets to Success in Using Technology to Optimize Your Online Customer Experience. Our first question, a great one, is what are some best practices for deploying online self-service technology effectively, and how can we use self-service technology to improve the customer experience? You know, it's interesting because back in 1979, the trade press was just full of dire predictions about how those automatic teller machines were never going to fly. How could they? People just didn't want to interact with a kiosk when instead they could choose to have a nice, warm, friendly teller. But of course, people love the kiosks. Why? Because the kiosks can be everywhere, not just in the bank branches. And they can be all over the world, really, and available whenever and wherever you need them. They also are available at all times of the day. And the idea is that you normally don't even have to stand in line to use one. And so people loved serving themselves rather than waiting for someone to serve them, and we actually saw an improvement in their own customer experience. So when we look at some best practices, it doesn't really change from what we learned back in those days, except that we can get even more of what we need for customers. In every case, take the customer's point of view into consideration. Imagine yourself in the shoes of the customer and say to yourself, what will it take for this to work better for a customer than a human being in the same position? And the answer is always going to be in terms of speed, convenience, ease of use, not having to do the same thing twice, not having to answer the same question twice, making it easier to do it for themselves than it would be to stand in line, wait for a human being, and otherwise get taken care of by somebody who will actually not be able to do it better for them than they themselves will. I'd also like to suggest that when customers take care of themselves and provide their own self-service, they're giving us a ton of information. So, for example, you can do what some banks do at their ATMs and just swallow the information and serve people right away, or you could do what ING in Europe does. You can find out that if somebody asks for some cash but is short that cash, and doesn't have it in the account, that person is a perfect candidate for a line of credit offer. And so the teller of machine, the automatic machine, because it's been set up to do so, checks the credit rating of that user, of that customer, and then if it's a credit-worthy customer, automatically sends that person an offer for a line of credit. And in that way, they get a better than 50% positive response rate. So not only is that person able to get good self-service at the ATM, but the bank is able to learn things that provides even better service for the customer, that provides an even greater profitability for the bank. So that's the best practice that we should take from this idea of deploying online self-service technology effectively. And our second question, we get this idea. We're trying to get more of our customers to place orders online instead of over the phone, but we are receiving many calls from customers who are having trouble using our website. What are some things we can do to improve website usability and the online customer experience? Well, the first thing you need to do is to imagine what it's like to be your customer. In fact, get online and place about 10 orders for yourself. And in that way, place a large order, small order, place an order with a lot of small things, place an order again day after tomorrow with some of the same things you just did, and see how difficult some of those things might be. I'm amazed that on one site where I need to order things fairly frequently, that the items are actually fairly inexpensive. They're $1.95 or something like that. But I have to click on one, have it go all the way through to the shopping cart, and then come back out again to get the next one, instead of being able to go through, say, a page and click, 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 and then add all of those to the cart at once. That may seem like a small difference, but I'm sure that it has prevented me from buying a lot of items, because the cost to me is not just the $1.49, but also the time it takes to go put it in the cart and come back to continue shopping. So you need to literally do the thing that your customers are asking you about. Listen to what they're asking you and go see what it's like. And then figure out what it would take to be faster, more efficient. Remember that your customers are not on your payroll. They're already doing work so that you can make money. Don't make them do more work than they absolutely need to. And just figure out what it's like to try to find something again or to time out. Start a shopping basket that takes you an hour to put together and then get called to the phone and come back and find out that your shopping basket is timed out and it's all gone away and you have to go collect all that stuff again. It's easier at that point to just call somebody and place the order over the phone. Also remember that there are some people who will never place orders anywhere but over the phone, either because they just don't trust giving their credit card online or for any number of other reasons. And be prepared for the fact that you may need a surcharge for that or you may need to do something, but in some way you need to be able to take orders in whatever way this particular customer wants. Your most valuable customers are going to be the ones that will sometimes place orders over the phone and sometimes will place orders online. Those multi-channel customers in nearly every business turn out to be your most valuable customers. You want to encourage them to use you in whatever way they want to, and you want each of those ways to be as easy and painless as possible. Your job is to get all the obstacles out of the way to their doing business with you. And our last question this month is this. We'd like to add some sort of interactive help option to our website, either click-to-call or click-to-chat software. Which is the better bet if our goal is to reduce costs and improve the overall customer experience? Well, let me ask this hard question. Since we shouldn't have to choose between reducing costs and improving the overall customer experience, but what if you did? Would you prefer to reduce costs by that interactive help, or would you prefer to improve the overall customer experience and thereby probably help your top line instead of just your cost line? With that in mind, then you have to look very carefully at your market. So if your market is a self-help kind of market and they're used to clicking and if it's a younger group and they're used to that sort of thing, then your click-to-chat is probably a better bet. But if it's an older market, if it's boomers and above, then click-to-call might be better because they might be better adapted to a voice help. So the question becomes not just which one will end up costing you more, but which one will provide the help that removes the barriers to completing the kinds of transactions online that make your business a success. And that's really the most important way to look at it. Now, having said that, let me also suggest that there may be a way that you can do both. It may be that you do click-to-chat for long periods during the day, and you just click-to-call in the late afternoon and early evening, or whatever turns out to be your busiest time for that click-to-call or for the busy times of others in your industry with a similar market. So it's possible that you need some combination of the two because different customers are different. They have different needs from you, and they will need help from you in different ways. So the important thing to do is to look at not just containing your costs, but in completing your transactions and making sure that customers who have started trying to buy something from you are able to complete that process and to do that in a way that works for you and for them in the most convenient way possible. Thanks so much. This is Martha Rogers for Peppers and Rogers Group. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
That's it for our podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure you join us next month when we discuss how the relationship marketing approach affects short-term and long-term customer equity. Until then, I'm Amanda Malagiri for Search CRM.